Hey, let's do chart review. Today's date, Dr. Abbasi, A-B-A-S-S, no, A-B-B-A-S-I, Abbasi. He had a visit 5-1. First patient is DM, 10-month-old baby, swallowed accidentally half a tablet of Emetrex 100 milligram. Dr. A called poison control, followed their instruction to the T, documented everything well, subsequently transferred patient to Texas Children for observation, called all numbers on the chart, no one answered. Number two, this patient was DM, I said that. Number two, another DM, this is a 53-year-old woman, status post foot injury, lateral malleolus fracture, patient was placed in a boot, referral to an orthopedist, non-steroidals given, patient was very happy with the care. ET, 2-year-old young lady with sore throat, pharyngitis, diagnosed with pharyngitis, thrush, swab test negative, treated with amoxil and nystatin. No one answered the phone today. Next patient is CM, 21-year-old with abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Swab test negative, CBC, CMP negative. UDS showed cocaine and THC. CT scan was negative. Patient was treated for nausea and vomiting with and bronchitis with Medrol, Dospac, albuterol, and Zofran. Patients and family were very impressed with Dr. A because he didn't bring up the fact that she had smoked dope, in quotation, and treated her like a human being. That's what mom said on the phone. Next patient is J.S., 39-year-old male with laceration, right wrist, 4.0 sutures, proline sutures took to close the wound. He's having minimal pain, no sign of infection, was very happy with the care because it was timely and everyone was very nice to him. Next patient is J.S., 34-year-old woman, status post fall at home. CBC negative, CMP negative, CT of the knee showed large effusion. Patient is very upset because she can't find the orthopedist to see her because of insurance to drain the knee. She's in a tremendous amount of pain, was treated with Motrin 600 milligram. I tried to help her find a physician to see her ASAP, but she was very happy with the progress. In emergency room, I mean with the workup in the emergency room, and the arthrocentesis is probably not something that most ER doctors do anyway with an acute trauma. Next patient is MB, 28-year-old male with scalp sebaceous cyst infected. Scalp sebaceous cyst, IND was carried out, vancomycin 600 milligram given, white count was 11,000, chemistry was okay, observation was recommended, patient refused, was sent home with vancomycin PO. Next patient is JT, 19-year-old young lady with cough, sore throat, loss of smell, swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis. /viral, no treatment given, patient's feeling okay today, no significant change. Next patient is Savannah, SC, 18-year-old with cough, fever, sore throat, loss of taste, diagnosed with COVID-19, CABC, CMP, chest x-ray negative. Patient was given albuterol, no steroid injection or PO, and no Paxlovid or any other antiviral. PAXLOVID. Consider treating patient with Paxlovid since she's already having wheezing and requiring albuterol and or steroids. Okay. Next one is A.B. He's a 34-year-old woman with a left bilateral ear pain, diagnosed with otitis media, dash otitis externa, treated with Septinir and Cipridex. Next, I'm doing very well at home, very happy. Next patient is CC, 19-year-old with COVID exposure, 19-year-old woman with a young lady with COVID exposure, diagnosed with URI viral, no treatment given, all swab tests were negative. Thank you.